Hello, saved ones. Question came up with the podcast that I did about the next pandemic in 2025, target year and 2030 as the next target year to complete all the sustainable development goals run by King Charles. One of the topics that I did cover in my book, COVID Deception, like who's really behind all of this, and my theories as to who is running the show. It's not quite clear, but there are definite players. There's King Charles, there's Israel, there's China, and then there's United States government. They're all working together to bring about the end times and the mark of the beast. Think about what's happening. It's not that you're going to be able to go anywhere and live anywhere without this affecting you. There's no safe place. If you think you can run off to some deserted place where no man exists, you're not going to be able to find that place. And even if you do find such a place that's comfortable enough to live without all the wild bees coming at you, because most of those types of isolated places, no man can really live there anyway, unless you're like born into some jungle lifestyle where you know how to handle the wild, poisonous beasts that are like roaming every inch of around you. So think about that. It's not like you're going to be able to run away to South America jungles or Antarctica or Australia wilderness. There's no place. And even like Africa wilderness, you're going to be surrounded by more creatures are designed to live in those in ecosystem. And they don't like human beings being there. That's part of God's design that, you know, there's wildlife and deadly things that can harm people. And humans have their own territory. And he's given them nations of their own. This whole globalist thing is to go against what God is doing and what has done. It's a war against God. It's not against people. It's the principle, the principalities, the rulers, all of these things that's talked about in Ephesians. The war is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the dark rulers, the principalities, and the spiritual world. God already knows and has warned us about it. There's no escape to go anywhere. Unless you're like one of those people that can survive in harsh wilderness with all kinds of poisonous critters surrounding you, feel safe to go to bed at night without any protection from other human beings, without electricity, without any of the modern comforts that we've gotten used to. We're like domesticated humans now. It's very, very tough to change to what we become and become feral to live, be able to live all alone in the wilderness somewhere. 99.9% of us will never be able to live like that. I would say even that one last person that think they can, it would be extremely difficult to survive it any long term. We're not talking weeks. We're talking months to years to be able to survive like that. There's actually a movie called Into the Wild where this guy went out thinking that he could survive in the wild, ended up starving to death because he couldn't figure out how to eat off the land, couldn't grow anything, and then probably when the winter came, that was it. So he died in his van. So how long do you think anyone's going to be able to survive in different terrains around the world that has different ecosystem where you won't even know what to forage for and what to kill safely? And be able to build that shelter long term, not just for weeks, but for years to escape that. Let's just say that you're in the Great Tribulation and you have to survive that final 3.5 year battle. You know, you're going to have to be able to figure something out for those 3.5 years. And the Bible says that there will be survivors. It's very possible that some of you will be able to do that. But a majority of the people will die because God also says he had to cut the time short. No flesh will remain alive. So there's a lot of stuff going on then. It's going to make it hard for anybody. And I don't think it's right now because the beast has to build a system where it able to track and trace everybody and then merge with the AI to be able to control it. The Bible is very clear. Only those that are not written in the book of life will take the mark. So the opposite of that is anyone who's with God was not going to take the mark. It's not possible if you're written in the book of life that you're going to take the mark. You're going to give up your life for God. That's good news that you're not going to be tricked into this. You're not going to go along to be more and more domesticated until it finally happens. I think this will happen to a generation where they already left God, where it won't be a problem for them to say yes to the beast, to Satan, and say, I will take your mark. Because one, they will be declawed in a way, like cats are declawed and become domesticated. The human beings of that day will also be declawed, where they're not going to be able to resist too much. They can barely do it now with the COVID scam. You think they're going to do it 20, 30, 40, 100 years from now? Hell no. They're going to become more and more domesticated as you can possibly imagine, that they couldn't get any more domesticated, where Satan will just implant himself with all their brains and connect it to some neural network where he can be directly connected to them, because they're not going to have their own free will left anymore. And that's what's happening. So you're seeing all this social structure changing and evolving rapidly around the world. Why do you think that's happening? It's not because they want to have freedom to be transsexuals or homosexuals or whatever social construct that people want to define it as. It has nothing to do with that. It's not even I want my body, my choice to kill as much babies as I want. So people want to be free to do all that evil, but that's not what's really happening. If you take a look, what is happening with the masses coming together to fight for one cause or another, what's really happening is they're mind controlled. They have given up their free will to join the system already, which means the government right now and whoever is, involved in, actually it's Satan, involved in transforming everyone into his image. That's what's going on, that people are being transformed already spiritually and mentally to be in the image of Satan and not be in the image of God. So as you go through your life and next generation for your children and their children, it's only going to be those that are still connected to God and are resisting, even in the time frame that they're in. As much as you want to think that you know something more than the last generation, you don't. Okay, Adam and Eve time frame, when since then, human beings have lost their ability to live longer and longer. Now we're capped at 120 and nobody even lives beyond that much after 80 years old. The lifespan is getting shorter and shorter. Mentally, we're getting worse and worse and worse. I think they, by Adam and Eve time frame, they were probably superhumans. They had already just came off of eternal bodies from living in the perfect kingdom, in the perfect environment, and their body was supposed to meant to last forever. After they sinned and got kicked out of the garden, they started to decay, where they were living around 800 to 900 years old. And that slowly started to change to get shorter and shorter lifespan. So the human beings of the yesteryears were smarter and better than what we are. We are decaying. We are getting worse mentally and physically. And we have way more challenges than what the early years of humanity would have had. And they had direct protection with God, to walk in hand with them. We have now Jesus Christ, who lives inside of us as the Holy Spirit, to guide us and train us to the truth of everything that's happening. So without the Holy Spirit, there's no chance for you to survive any of this. You will become the slave of Satan. You will leave your mind and merge with Satan. That's what everything is leading towards. So it's not about oh my God, they're going to have a new financial system, a new culture is degrading, and all of this other stuff. It's meant to degrade. That's the whole point. that from Adam and Eve to the last generation, it was meant to degrade. Where there's days of Noah, they're going to have wild and crazy type of life where they're going to be mixing animals and humans' DNA. They're already, this is the age of genetic engineering. Think about that. That's what we're living through. We're not in the 1800s of the gold rush and all those things of exploration that they did back then. No. We're past that point now. There's nothing to that much to explore except our genetic self. And why are they doing that? Why are people going along with it? Why did people agree to genetically modify their RNA, which is directly connected to your DNA, and it changes you at the genetic level? They're allowing drugs at a genetic level. At least 90% of those people that took the shot did not have a problem with that. We will follow whose guidance? We will follow the government, the CDC, and the FDA, and all these other agencies that are set up and are connected and in bed with every other world's agencies because the money is good. They will take their millions of dollars. If any currency that's, you know, in your own country, right now you can barely buy at a dollar standard. Imagine getting dollars in your country infused by just even a trickle. I mean, they're wasting and sending billions of dollars for Ukraine and other looting countries that just take. And really, the Ukraine is all about building the greater Israel. What does that mean? That they're using Ukraine in your futures to bring order out of chaos. They will destroy Ukraine, all its foundation, and then rebuild it into the new world order that's going to be completely digitized. That Zelensky, they already put out their promotional video for their future. Zelensky also said that he will bring greater Israel. He will make it in Israel's image. Security Dome is given by Israel to protect their future Ukraine. So think about what's happening, that all of these things that are lies and propaganda to sway people into one direction or another, and while they're being looted blind and putting in all their governmental policies worldwide, so no one can escape. All these meetings that these people have, what are they doing? The next step? The next step is to censor people that and prosecute them from talking about it. So that means podcasts like this and anyone else who wants to speak the truth, they're not going to be allowed to do that anymore. You're going to have to resist in God. You cannot resist on your own strength. Is there a safe place to go? Nope. There's no safe place to go. You might as well accept that you're going to be trapped in whatever zone that's coming. And many of the movies and the propaganda worldwide in foreign languages, they're making movies preparing people. There's going to be a new world system will only give you access to whatever access that they want to give you. You will have driver license like IDs to go anywhere. If you live in block A, you're only going to get a license to live in that block. And you cannot go in block B or C or anywhere the freedom that you've been given to travel around the world. Say goodbye to all that. That's not going to exist in your future. Now, it will exist freely for those people that have taken the mark. And well, why will they take it? Because they don't want to be restricted. They don't want to. They're building all of this on purpose to create excess amount of fear, to create a prison-like planet. And you think this is what they're going to be for the future. They're doing this on purpose. They're making you feel like a prisoner so that when the time comes to take the mark, that will feel like a release utopia, a world of freedom that you can't even imagine. Medically, they might have even solved all kinds of diseases. They're going to give you a pass where there aren't even going to be borders. You're going to be able to go anywhere you want as long as you have the mark. If you don't have the mark, you're a prisoner. And they're going to mark you to get killed. I don't know how long that killing thing is going to happen. I think to kill a lot of people, it will take a long time, as they're finding out right now with the injected stuff that to depopulate. That could all change in the future as technology grows, as Satan is getting stronger to build his kingdom and make that a reality where all these leaders are participating. So there isn't any one shadow government. There isn't one person right now. They're all working together. All the corporations are working together. All the governments are working together to build this. And the religious system, including Christianity, they're all working together. And I'm not talking about remnant believers that God knows who they are. I'm talking about a system of religion that's been infused everywhere, and they're all false religions. So imagine the entire system coming together. They're actually already worshiping the beast. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They already align themselves. Like, if you're aligned with Christ and God, what are you going to do? You're going to reflect those characteristics. You're going to talk about God, just like I do. If you're aligned with Satan, you're going to do things of satanic stuff, and you're going to be aligning yourself with Satan beliefs and Satan ideology. Anyone who's following the beast, they're going to reflect that openly now because they can't hide it. That's why they use all their symbolism, the rituals, the logos. They're all worshiping their God. No surprise. There's no mystery. And even like the Commonwealth game, you can watch that video that I did with Tim Cohen. They're openly worshiping Satan. The whole ceremony was a worship to Satan and letting us know that Satan is coming soon and maybe the fallen angels have already arrived. Star coming to Earth, breaking up and into many shards all over the world, where they're supposedly the marked people are finding their shards and they all come together for the ceremony. It's got a lot of symbolism of what's happening spiritually and what is happening physically. The only thing that's going to help you and your families and anyone that you know you care about is you got to get under the Ark of God. You cannot fight this on your own. There's no chance you're going to be able to fight Satan on your own. That's the whole purpose of why Jesus Christ came to planet Earth as a human being and tell us his story and to be given the Word of God to be able to save us, not just so we can live forever with him, but to save us from the evil that it's already in the clutches with Satan. They're already in bed with Satan. Adam and Eve started it. They disobeyed God. They went with Satan. And ever since then, everyone on planet Earth is just like Adam and Eve. They're constantly doing it. They're constantly rejecting God and then going with Satan. So the Adam and Eve story is not just like one-time runoff. It's every single day people are still living like Adam and Eve. God's given them a perfect future and eternal life, but people still reject it to go after Satan. That's never going to stop. And that's why God has a book of life, because he knows throughout each generation, all those that even died in Christ, they're still waiting to come together with God someday when all of this is going to be over, and it will be over. And thankfully, the worst of worst is going to be only 3.5 years. I think in that time, how anyone that's meant to survive is going to survive is much likened to the stories that were told in the Old Testament when Israelites went out and lived with God in the desert. They had no food. They had nothing with them other than whatever few of the belongings for tents and jewelry and stuff like that that they brought with them. But they had no means of surviving outside of God's protection. God gave them manna every single day. He gave them water when they needed water. He gave them meat when they complained about not having meat. He gave them like as much quail as their nostrils could handle and their stomachs. He gave them every provision, and their clothes didn't wear out. Their footwear didn't wear out while they were wandering around for 40 years. And we only have to wander around for 3.5 years. So think about the 3.5 years provision that could easily be provided if God chose us to live and not die. Now, he could mean for many of us to die and be instantly with God. I mean, that could happen too. Maybe you don't have to stretch out your 3.5 years. Maybe you're just going to die off the very first day. Chop, chop, you know, with all the beheadings. I'm okay with the beheadings because the Bible also said those that are beheaded are directly going to be reigning with Christ in the millennium. So there's different resurrections. There's different functions of what's happening with the two witnesses. There's different functions for people while they're living and the ones that die. So God already knows who's going to die and who's going to live. And I think if you're trying to save your life amongst the disasters that are coming ahead, where men's hearts will fail, you're not going to survive it anyway. If you don't have it in you that the only protection you're going to get is from God, then you could be easily deceived into going after the kingdom. How are you going to resist if you're scared of your life, of dying, and so trying to survive with as much prepping as you can do, when Satan is directly going to be over the land, over the people, dictating the beast system that no man can buy and sell without taking the mark? By that time, it'll be very, very sophisticated, not this COVID BS where they were trying to launch the digital IDs and the fake passports to confine people into doing what the mark of the beast will eventually do, which is to prevent people from access. Imagine that life where the beast is ready to come out full force and he's going to be offering miracles. I think one of the reasons why people will flock to the beast, not only because they're too dang domesticated to resist the beast, just like COVID has shown, but the fact that he's going to be offering these scared puppies eternal life. They're already scared. If you're scared of this flu virus that nobody really got seen around them, people dying like a real pandemic would have, and they were dancing doctors and all kinds of lies. The thing is, with this whole COVID thing, they were lying the second they opened their mouth. And people, not just one lie, but every single day, it was lies and lies and lies and lies. That tells me that they're immune to the truth. That's what's really happening, is that they already are deceived to as much lies as the machine can give them. They will take it all in and they will buy it. If you don't have the truth and you can't even recognize the truth, once you know the truth, it's easy to reject. It's easy because your body and your brain is not going to allow you to go against the truth unless you want to be deceived, unless you're already with Satan's image. You want what Satan has to offer. The Bible says that only those that are not in the book of life are going to take the mark. So if you're in the book of life and you have faith in God, you can be rest assured that you're not going to be taking the mark. God's not going to allow you to take the mark. You will not take the mark. So everything about you, if you're saved in God, there's no fear. In fact, the fear is what's leading all of this madness to everybody. It's fear that's making people go crazy and change their values and accept this new image of Satan that everybody's chasing after. It's the fear that I will not have a good life, so I have to kill my baby. It's the fear that I will not find someone, so I will change my sex, or I will change my sexuality to appease the people around me because they're my friends. I have love and comfort surrounding by those people. That's what, you know, they're going after young kids. So you don't think they're going after the insecure people, insecure kids, just to get them in the right way to transform themselves out of fear. There's nothing but fear, and it's fear that's making people take drugs, firm with the government and confirm with the society the way it's headed. And if all the employees are doing it, then I have to do it to keep my job. So there's nothing but fear. Fear that if I lose my job, I cannot take care of myself. I will lose my stuff. I will lose my house. I will lose everything. And what did God say? That you would have to give up everything you own to follow me. Those that couldn't do it, They went into the beast system and they complied. The ones that are willing to give up everything, including your own life, those are the ones that's going to be protected with under God's ark. You're going into God's ark when you're willing to give up every single thing. That doesn't mean you have to right now, but when the time comes, you know, when you're forced to make that decision, whether I have to join the beast system or go under God's protection, go into the ark with nothing, you better be willing to give up everything to go into the ark. For now, since I don't think it's just yet, even though all of this stuff is happening, it's really another ritual to create chaos, bring everything down, the entire system down. You know, they're calling it the Great Reset, but they want to build order out of chaos. They have to have all of this chaos, and it involves fear. So one of the things that they use to as satanic rituals and torture, they have to create fear. And that has adrenaline getting into the blood. So in the same sense, spiritually, they're creating fear. And that, you know, appeases their satanic gods, the fallen angels, Satan himself, to know that this is only not only a tool to subjugate people, but it also has another spiritual aspect that you're worshiping Satan. Just by your fear, you're worshiping Satan. That's why it's really, really important to know the Word of God and trust in the Word, trust in God and not in men. Including whatever I tell you, you got to be able to research this yourself. You got to know, you know, start with the Bible. You got to know what God says and how it's all going to play out. And you're not going to know without in your own spirit. You're only going to know that with the Holy Spirit to be able to tell you the truth. Once you give yourself over to God, the Holy Spirit is constantly telling you the truth about everything. So you're not going to get deceived wherever the situation may be. Maybe you don't have access to read the Word of God anymore. Maybe you're in a, you know, blackout like we have been over the last 3 years. Eventually, they're going to take away all your privileges, all your things that you take for granted right now, freedom of movement, the internet, your resources that that's available to you, your friends and your family. Everything is going to be tied to a digital system access where you're going to have to get permission to do anything. And the only ones that are going to have free reign, because they party when the two witnesses die, they send gifts to each other. So that tells me that once those that took the mark, they have complete freedom to do whatever they want. There are going to be no rules whatsoever. They're just going to align themselves with Satan completely. And they will have as much utopia freedom they can get, although they'll be miserable, because it does talk about that those that took the mark will have grievous sores on where they took the mark. And it also says those that long to die could not die. So they're going to have repercussions of joining the beast system. They're going to feel it, and they're going to be miserable eventually. But that time frame is not talked about us. We have a different story. The believers have a different ending. And we may not even be living simultaneously side by side as all of this is happening, because they might have already taken out all of the true believing Christians throughout the world before coming time frame. The no flesh will be saved may only mean the flesh of the believers and not necessarily the wicked people that are going to remain at the very end for God's wrath upon them. The whole book of Revelation is about God's wrath against the wicked, not against the righteous. All those things that people read into, like the Great Tribulation, is like, oh, God, you know, all this stuff is going to be happening, like the four horsemen and all of this stuff. That's not for us. That's for the wicked people. There's no point in having this God's wrath against the wicked of the white horse, the black horse, which is famine, the red horse, which is war, and then the green horse, which is death, and then continue to pour out the bowls and the the Trump judgments, the bull judgments, and the vile, all of those things are meant for those that people that took the mark, the last final generation that went along with Satan. It has nothing to do with the righteous people who are believers of Christ and under his protection. So what does that mean? That means that two things are happening. Once, the book of Revelation does talk about many that came out of the great tribulation and wore white robes. And those were from all nations. So that means that Satan is making war against the saints. And that's why the wrath of God was poured out onto them. As Satan shed blood and all his minions, meaning the people. And so what did God do? God gave them, he turned all the waters bitter and made them into blood for them to drink. That's why when you read the book of Revelation, it's like everything that was done onto the Christians, the faithful, is going to be accordingly with God's wrath against the wicked. Many will die. You know, there will be a handful of survivors. There will be a remnant of survivors that went through the Great Tribulation and will not experience death, as they will be resurrected with Christ immediately when he returns. There is no way thinking that there's going to be rapturing out and all the believers out of safety to let Satan loose upon the wicked, because Satan is not interested in the wicked. The wicked are following him. Satan's only interested in the believers, the saints, the people of God. That's who he wants to destroy and kill. And that's what he's been doing all along from the very beginning. And that's what he's going to be doing at the very end. He's going to figure out who those are. Spiritually, he knows who belong to God and who don't. You don't need an ID for that. He will know. So he will go after every single believer, the saints, and execute them one way or the other. Again, if you're a believer in God, there's no way you're going to be taking the mark of the beast. There's just no way, because God has already made very clear language that only those that are not in the book of life will be taking the mark. So if you are in Christ, that means you're in the book of life. And if you're in the book of life, it's not possible for you to take the mark. So I wouldn't even worry. I don't worry anymore about that. If I end up taking the mark somehow, that means I was never in the book of life. That I am a wolf, just as all those wolves are going to be taking the mark. I hope I'm not. I mean, I hope I am a lamb. And what is a lamb is marked for? The lamb is marked for slaughter. So if I am following God, that means I am willing to give up my life for God. I am willing to be slaughtered. And you should be in that mindset, that you should be willing to get slaughtered for God to gain everything that he has waiting for us. Eternal life, no more sin, no more death, no more pain, no more suffering. It's all wiped away, and we're given back a new earth, a new heaven. Restore the Garden of Eden once again for all those that followed him. So even though Adam and Eve sinned and kicked themselves out of the garden, God is building his ark, his new garden and new earth, to find all those that trusted God and put them in his new heaven and new earth. And that's the greatest testimony of all. God has a plan for redemption. And we have a place to go, and we're not going to be caught up trying to figure out where to live in planet Earth. So the greatest story is that we're all given a place to live. We all have a place to go. We all have a destiny. If you choose Christ, you have a glorious place waiting for you, so you don't have to find where to go on planet Earth. There's no place, there's no safe place on planet Earth whatsoever in the current state. You're going to have to live out your destiny, whether it is to prosper or whether it is to be a pauper, whether it is to die for God or whether it is to survive for God. There is each and one of you believers, wherever you are, you have your own destiny waiting for you. And if you try to resist, you're only going to find yourself in a pit of hell. Don't resist God. Just resist Satan. That's the only message from this podcast. Resist Satan and don't resist God. Wait for the right time. Wait for his wisdom. Wait until he tells you what to do. And he will when it's the right time, the right place. If you try to figure this out on your own, you're not going to be able to make it. And you will succumb to whatever doors that you open. And if you can't survive what's on the other side of that door, then you opened it. So just wait. Wait for God's instruction. Don't try to do this on your own. Just wait for God. And thanks for listening.